This is the Detroit Evening Report for Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News. Michigan State economist Lisa Cook has become the first Black woman to serve on the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors in its 108-year history. Cook was approved on a narrow party line vote of 51-50. Vice President Kamala Harris cast a tie-breaking vote. Senate Republicans argued she is unqualified for the position, saying she doesn't have sufficient experience with interest rate policy. Cook has a doctorate in economics from the University of California, Berkeley, and has been a professor of economics and international relations at Michigan State since 2005. The Detroit's Arts, Culture, and Entrepreneurship Department announced a new app that will track and identify all of the art on the city's walls. Tourists and residents alike can use the Canvas app to identify and learn about the murals and the artists behind them. ACE's effort is a part of Mayor Duggan's Blight to Beauty campaign. It will enlist mural hunters, people willing to support Detroit arts and culture by supporting the preservation and creation of murals. Director of Detroit ACE, Rochelle Riley, says the effort will not only identify all the murals in the city, but, quote, honor some of these amazing artists who are transforming the city with color and beauty. Six new projects have been selected for funding through the Engage Detroit Workshops grant program. The program aims to connect new projects and ideas in the city to the University of Michigan and Detroit community partners. This academic school year, projects will bring together students, faculty, staff, and Detroiters to discuss common interests and enhance collaborations that will build relationships between U of M and the City of Detroit. More than $80,000 will be awarded across these projects that strengthen partnerships with Detroit. The funded projects represent a wide range of disciplines and topic areas, including the Activating Alleys Initiative, a project to rehabilitate urban spaces to be more people-friendly. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan has named Todd Bettison as deputy mayor. Duggan says Bettison will oversee many aspects of city government, bridging community leaders and activists across the political spectrum. Bettison, who currently serves as first assistant chief of police, has spent 27 years with the Detroit Police Department. During his time with DPD, Bettison oversaw all aspects of community engagement for the department. He replaces Conrad Mallett, who recently was confirmed as the city's new corporation counsel. As deputy mayor, Bettison will fill in for Mayor Duggan if he becomes incapacitated or otherwise unable to fulfill his duties. Bettison will begin the position May 23rd. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Tia Graham, WDET News.